And the questions and the rite of baptism is not in your bulletins, but it is projected up front. And we're going to, for these responses, please join Tim in these responses because we all believe this. We're all heirs. It's a reminder for each one of us this morning. Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." Tim, receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your heart and also upon your forehead to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. Now to the congregation, hear the gospel from St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And Jesus took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord. And we now take a moment to share the prayer Jesus taught together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And again, these questions and responses Tim will share. We're also going to share with him as well, as we're also all being reminded of our position as heirs in God's kingdom today. Do you renounce the devil?
Yes.
Yes. Do you renounce all his works?
Yes.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried? He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Yes.
And do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting?
Yes.
And one note before, Tim, I ask you that question. Oscar has stepped forward. Tim has named him as someone that he would like to be a sponsor in his baptism, in his walk as a Christian. Oscar, couple questions for you. Will you, first of all, help nurture Tim in his development as a follower of Jesus by praying for him? If so, then answer yes.
Yes.
And will you also show good conduct of following Jesus so that he can see that example and follow that as well? If so, then answer yes.
Yes.
Excellent. Tim, do you desire to be baptized?
Yes.
Tim Ewing, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, when Jesus was baptized, the heavens were opened, and a voice called out, "This is my Son." Lord, I thank you too that in this, what has just happened for Tim, the heavens have opened up, and you have said, "This is my child, this is my heir." May Tim, throughout his life, rest in this position he's been given. In Jesus' name, amen. And Tim, we have a candle for you, symbolizing that Jesus is the light of the world that no darkness can overcome. May you shine that light throughout your life with the help of the Holy Spirit.
Tim, in the holy baptism, God the Father has made you a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us with all the treasures of heaven in the church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our brother in Christ, and that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the gracious praise of him who called us out of darkness into this marvelous light.
Great. Tim. Yep, we'll have time to celebrate after the service with cake and goodies in the fellowship hall. Depart in peace. Amen. Yep. Oh, and at this time, we're going to have the offering. Important part of the service. Sorry about that. Yeah. We're going to have our ushers come forward and collect our offering. Thank you.